All right, let's kick this show off.
Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy,
to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against the bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepare to be shot. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different, but before we get started, it's no fun if there is no risk of catching an STD at a strip club. If it's too clean, it's practically an urgent care. Give me the bitches with the bullet holes and the hepatitis D. There you go. Also, why don't you ever hear any positive stories of child molestation victims, like, going off to, like, you know, create a cure for cancer? No, they're always killing and raping somebody else. It's like these little shits don't know how to fucking overcome and fucking adapt. So there we go. Those are the two jokes of the day. So don't fucking mandate me, Joe, or sorry for those LGBTQ RSTUV sensitive people out there. Don't they date me, Joe? But yeah, this vaccine, it really shouldn't even be called the vaccine, because it really isn't a vaccine, because vaccines actually are supposedly prevent you from catching something. This does not prevent you from catching anything. The COOF vaccine does not prevent you from catching the COOF. And even still, it doesn't even do what they even claim that it's supposed to do. A lot of people have died from catching COOF after the COOF vaccine. And there's still people that are upset that others don't want to take it. No shit. It's like, what's the point? And especially when there seems to be another alternative on the horizon. In fact, that drug that Joe Rogan took, I forgot the name of it. What's the name? Ivermectin. Everyone wanted to say, "Oh, it's horse medicine." Not when it was actually prescribed to him by a doctor. And my question is, why can't we at least question that there are alternatives? Why can't we at least question why if something else might work? Something that will actually cure the disease. How come we're not trying to go for fucking cures? We're going for treatments. Treatments that, for a lot of the people, it didn't work. There were still people that died after taking the vaccine. Taking the poke. Yeah, it's a small number. Like, the small number of people in, you know, statistically that died of the coof. I can't say the name of it because certain websites that I am streaming to will shut me the fuck down because you can't speak your mind when it comes to talking about the coof. I mean, this was an untested shot. And it's a vaccine. No, it's not. In fact, I was listening to another podcast and they even made the point that they don't even call the flu shot a vaccine. It's a shot, not a vaccine, because it's not a vaccine. It's a polio vaccine. It's a measles vaccine. This is not a coof vaccine. It's a coof shot. It's a flu shot because it does not prevent you from catching it. It's supposed to ease the symptoms. It's practically Robitussin that will probably stop your fucking heart. Yet, you wonder why certain people are like, nah, I'm not taking that shit. There might be a chance that I might be that 1% that gets fucking killed from this. I mean, I don't take the flu shot. I don't. I took it once. In fact, it made me get sick. I haven't caught the flu in years, but I caught the flu after I took the fucking shot. That was fun because I was shitting on my bed. I would wake up, oh shit, I have fucking I diarrheaed myself. Great. Haven't taken the fucking flu shot in like over 5 years. Haven't caught the flu. Unfortunately, as I mentioned before, I took the shot. Hey, what's up, Gloria? It's Gloria. She's listening from Trovia. Thank you for listening, Gloria. We've got people listening on YouTube and on Facebook. Thank you. Well, not listening, watching. I took the vaccine. I am waiting to see what fucking side effects I have. From what I hear, I got probably 5 years left to live from some of the conspiracy theories. We'll see. Maybe I'm stronger than the vaccine, like I was stronger than that fucking COVID. Okay, the YouTube channel, you can go on crotchoutradio.xyz and look up my socials. All my socials are there. You can go to youtube.com/crotchshotradioshow. That is youtube.com/crotchshotradioshow. She asks, what's your YouTube channel? Okay. So, Trovio took down the conservative talk guys. I'm not really conservative. I'm a libertarian, which is why I say fuck a lot. I'm not a player. I just fuck a lot. She's like, I'm leaving Trovia. They took down. I didn't know Trovia was doing that shit. Ron Paul Revolution, baby. Ron Paul Revolution forever. Ron Paul will forever be my first choice. Trump is a distant second. I like Trump, but he's a distant second. But Ron Paul will always be my first choice. Grandpa Ron will always be my first choice. But back to this. Back to choice. That's a good segue. Choice. Allow, like, these mandates. Forcing companies. Oh, you know, if you have a company of more than 100 employees, they all have to be vaccinated. It's like, and it's not a vaccine. Stop calling it a vaccine. Stop referring to it as a vaccine. It's a coof shot. But honestly, look, I took it. Frankly, because, you know, I'm now taking care of my grandmother. I'm helping my family take care of my grandmother. So, you know, hence why I am in the new Crotch Art Studios, a.k.a. the Crotch Art Institute of Scientific Excellence. Tell your friends and family, if they're not listening, to tune to log on and listen to the Crotch Art Radio Show. How come it doesn't show up here? He said, all right, so somebody's listening on Trovio. It doesn't show the stats here. Okay, well, fuck it. All right, so. And if you're watching on Facebook chat, give me a chat like Gloria's doing on Trovio. I see all. But yeah, I mean, look, they made fun of Joe Rogan for taking a drug that probably worked. I'm saying probably worked. I don't know if it worked. Because they won't fucking do any real tests. In fact, hold on. Let me do a quick Google search of ivermectin. A quick Google search, which will probably give me stupid results. And first of all, idiots, take the fucking ivermectin that is prescribed by a doctor. Don't go to the fucking, like, I don't know how many people went to, like, a fucking a pet shop and said, let me get the ivermectin for fucking horses and shove it up my ass. Like, what the fuck is your problem? Stop it. You fuck it up for the rest of us. Honestly, look, Christian evangelicals. I love you. Don't worry. I do. But calm the fuck down, please. You're fucking it up for the rest of us. Honestly, I don't trust anyone that they get paid by the church or any church. I don't trust anyone that talking about God's teachings is their job. I don't trust it. I'm sorry. I don't. And that goes for the Joel Osteens. I don't trust Joel Osteens. I don't trust the Creflo Dollars and whatnot. I don't know. Sorry. Especially when Joel Osteen says, I've never read the Bible. Then how the fuck do you know about God? Anyways. So, honestly. Here's an article right here. Fucking pop-ups. Fuck your pop-ups. Fuck your fucking pop-ups. Woman suing Indianapolis hospital that refuses to give her mother ivermectin for COVID treatment. At this point, look, people should have a choice. Yep. All right, Glory's jumping to my YouTube. Okay. Thank you for jumping to the YouTubes. P- people should have a choice. If ivermectin works, like, what's the harm? What is the harm in, like, let's just try. Let's just look into it. See if it works on the coof. Let's see if it works on the coof. In fact, hold on. Let's watch this video. We're going to share some video. We're going to share my screen. Share the screen. Yep. All right. We're going to do this.
Family is taking their medical battle to court in Indianapolis to demand that a mother be given a drug that's not approved for the treatment of COVID-19. A doctor has prescribed ivermectin, but the hospital will not allow the drug to be given to the patient.
What?
Our Rich Nye looks into the ethical and legal issues.
It's wait a minute. Wait.
Provide the unapproved treatment for COVID-19.
Wait.
We don't know the patient's condition.
A doctor has prescribed ivermectin, but the...
All right.
...prescribed ivermectin, but the... ...for the treatment of COVID-19. A doctor has prescribed ivermectin, but the hospital will not allow the drug to be given to the patient. Our Rich Nye looks into...
How the fuck do they have the power to do that? If a doctor's prescribed it, why is the... How can the hospital fucking block it? I would understand. Okay, no, don't give them any, like, fucking opiates. Like, don't give her opiates. It's a fucking headache. Don't do that shit. Like, no, I understand. What the fuck are you doing with leeches? What do you mean she has fucking evil spirits in her head and the leeches were sucking out? No, that I would understand. But an actual Nobel winning drug, a drug that won a Nobel Peace Prize. What? Fucking dickheads. All right.
...into the ethical and legal issues at stake here.
A woman filed the lawsuit in Marion County Circuit Court on behalf of her mother, who was hospitalized at Ascension St. Vincent on 86th Street. We don't know the patient's condition, but the family attorney indicates she has been hospitalized for some time with serious symptoms. The lawsuit says a doctor has prescribed ivermectin, but Ascension St. Vincent has refused to provide the unapproved treatment for COVID-19.
You have an obligation to provide care which is beneficial and which you believe, given your training experience, is actually beneficial, has a hope or a possibility of helping and not hurting. And therefore, they are taking a correct hard line to say, we do not believe this will benefit you. We believe it may harm you. And therefore, we are perhaps compassionately saying no.
Ivermectin is used to treat parasites in animals and people, but it is not approved by the FDA for the prevention or treatment of COVID-19.
The hospital would have an independent duty to not just fulfill the physician's prescription, but actually to exercise its own judgment as to what was the standard of care, because it could be held liable should something adverse occur.
Do you see any right of this patient or this family on behalf of a patient to seek the use of ivermectin?
I am unaware of any legal basis for a court to order an off-label use of any medication over basically the objections of a treating physician in hospitals. That almost presumes that courts would know better than everyone else and that they would...
But the treating physician is the one that fucking prescribed it. Honestly, at this point, this is where personal liberty comes in. It's like, okay, You prescribed this. Okay. What are the side effects? What do you believe are the, you know, risks? Well, side effects. I mean, will this hurt me? Will this this? And if you believe the doctor and you choose, like, honestly, in the times that I've been in the hospital, they needed consent for every fucking thing they did to me. They needed consent for every fucking medication they gave to me. At this point, you're like, okay, you want the ivermectin? You sign a little fucking waiver. Okay, well, we're not held liable. Simple. Like, I don't understand. Stop it. Stop fucking nannying people. Stop being a fucking nanny state. Stop telling people what the fuck to do. Jesus Christ.
Almost be superimposing themselves, their own judgment upon that of the doctor.
It is simply not your right to have an ethical claim to any treatment you think or maybe some other doctor thinks could help you.
A court hearing is scheduled Tuesday afternoon.
All right. So, you know what? Let me go with the duck, duck, duck. Let's go duck, duck, go. Because, I mean, you're not going to get the alright. Okay. Wait a minute. What's this? COVID. Oh, NIH. Ivermectin. Ivermectin is a Food and Drug Administration approved anti-parasite drug that proposed a mechanism for action and rationale for the use in patients with COVID-19. Reports from the from in vitro studies suggest that ivermectin acts by inhibiting the host importing alpha beta nuclear transport. I don't know what the fuck this means. I'm not a doctor. Proteins which are part of a key intercellular transport process that viruses hijack to enhance the infection by suppressing the host's antiviral response. In addition, in vitro docking may interfere with the attachment of the severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2 SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins to human cell membranes. Ivermectin is thought to be a host-directed agent which may be the basis for its broad spectrum activity in vitro against the virus that causes dengue, Zika, HIV, yellow fever. Okay. Despite this in vitro activity, no clinical trials have reported a clinical benefit for ivermectin in patients with the virus. Some studies of in vitro ivermectin have also reported potential anti-inflammatory properties, which have been postulated to be beneficial in people with the COOF. Some observations cohorts, the clinical trials have elevated evaluated the use of ivermectin from the prevention and treatment of COOF. Data from some of these studies can be bottom line is, you know, hey, how's about we look into this? Like, how's about we just look into this? At the very least, let's just look into this. Instead of, like, we're gonna force people to take a poke. I mean, other people have made the point that is like, okay, if we're gonna force people to do this, you know, don't come out with my body, my choice. Don't scream about, oh, we need to legal. We need to keep abortion legal. We need to keep abortion legal until the child is age 2. Like, can we explain the rationale with that? I mean, can we at least, can we have some questions? Can we ask some questions? That's what I need to know. Use some weed and alcohol. What do you mean use weed and alcohol? All right. going to somebody. Ah, Julio, why? Why? Just why? It makes no sense. Use weed and alcohol. Just rub some weed and alcohol on the coof and it'll disappear. That's how we do it back in the old country. Honestly, what the fuck is a chupacabra? We stopped talking about the chupacabra and now we got the coof. I think there is a direct correlation between coof and chupacabra. You know, have you noticed that now that we got the coof, we're not talking about like freaking Sasquatch or the Loch Ness Monster or aliens and shit? No. Am I the only one? Am I? I'm wondering for a friend. So we got, okay, so what else we got here? I'm just saying, like, look. How's about we, like, have a fucking compromise? How's about we look into ivermectin? Actually try to find a cure. Because it seems like everyone's resting on their fucking laurels with this fucking shot. That you have breakout cases and said, wait. Let's look out breakout. Okay, all right. And stop calling it the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Like, honestly, it's like, oh shit, am I still fucking, stop sharing the nudes. I'm leaving today. Wait. Actually, let's go with. Like, I mean, Carrie Ann and Alba from Dancing with the Stars, she was like fully vaccinated. She was like fully vaccinated and she's like, I have COVID. You know how many people that they've been fully vaccinated, they have COVID? Marjorie Taylor Greene says to Pelosi, we're going to kick that bitch out of Congress. We're going to kick that fucking cunt out of office. We're going to come punk Pelosi out of Congress. Now, honestly, people just had enough. People just had enough. We're just like, fuck decorum at this point. I think that's the Trump effect. Everyone's like saying fuck decorum at this point. What's the point? What's the point in talking nice? In fact, if anybody is listening elsewhere and they want to go to crotchshotradio.xyz/live. If you want to stream from other platforms, you want to stream the show from other platforms, including YouTube, what the fuck am I on? I forgot what the fuck I'm on. Jeez. I'm on a bunch of fucking platforms. God, hate that I have to fucking do this shit. It's like, oh, I might get kicked off of one. I might as well make sure I stream to all of them at the same fucking time. God. Hard work. Wait, oops. Yeah, go to crotchshotradio.xyz/live, and you guys could stream the show either on YouTube, Twitch, D Live, Trovio. That's it so far. If you know any other places, let me know. Feel free and hit the donate button if you like the show. Help me out. Help me out. Help grow the show. And if you don't want to donate, you can always click my Amazon link and buy from Amazon. It doesn't change the price of this thing. You still get the same low price, but I get credit for the sale. So, but you still have people catching the coof after getting the shot. It's not a vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine. A vaccine actually prevents you from doing it. Hell, a condom should be called. This is the pregnancy vaccine. The condom. It prevents pregnancies. This is the AIDS vaccine. The AIDS vaccine is a condom. Or abstinence. Or just don't be gay. Don't be of the gay. So, why are you so gay? Oh, man. Wait, I gotta get that clip. I gotta get that clip. Let me see if we got the... Oh, here.
We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
What shows that I'm gay?
You are a transgender, yes, and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken lesbian, homosexual. How can I describe you? Now we're looking at the raging debate. You're a gay rights activist. Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
I'm not sexually active right now.
So what are you doing with this lady?
By choice.
By choice.
Yeah. I've chosen not to engage.
Doesn't that make you gay?
What do you mean, doesn't that make me gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
I'm gay.
Pepe Julian Onzima, thank you for coming in.
I'm sorry, I gotta listen to this again.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? I'm sorry. That shit was... Why the fuck is it doing this? All right. Back to the irregularly scheduled bullshit. Why are you gay? So, I forgot why I fucking played that clip. I'm sorry. So retarded. Why are you gay? So, like, all I, you know, and I'm going to keep hammering this point all the time. There should be a choice. And like, okay, first, okay. Do a full research of ivermectin. See if it actually works. Like a real unbiased study. The problem is we politicize the fuck out of this. And honestly, politicizing the fuck out of anything does not lead to a real solution. Oh shit, I really need a fucking haircut. Damn. It does not lead to a real solution. You're like, oh, well, you got the right. Be like, we don't need freedom. We don't want to wear a mask. Leftist, we need to wear masks, get the shot, do whatever the fuck, still wear a mask after the shot, get more shots, get it up the ass, you know, freaking have vaginal warts and shit. I don't know. And then you got people in the middle like, what the fuck? What the fucking fuck? Okay, this motherfucker takes the shot, fucking dies the next day. Other motherfucker, he still catches the coof, fucking, you know, turns into a freaking transgender alien. I don't know. What the fuck? It's like shit. It turns into like a fucking... Got this one. He doesn't take the shot. He catches COVID. Now he's a fucking Mexican somehow. I don't know. Can we figure this shit out? Now that we got these new fucking variants and all that, and you know, I saw Loki. I know variants are not a good thing. You gotta get the TVA on this. The Time Variant Bureau. You gotta get them on this. You gotta get these koof variants under control. And who's to say if these things don't even fucking don't know what the fuck they Alright. So all right. You know, that's the thing. Like, okay, figure this shit out. Let's like really get some real knowledge behind the coof. Let's figure out first of all where the fuck it came from. Bomb wherever the fuck it came from. Yeah, I said it. Figure out how this thing really acts. Figure out if ivermectin cures it or prevents it from spreading for real. If we really and give people a choice, if it does work, give people a choice whether to either get the shot or take the ivermectin. In fact, also, fuck my life. All right. Yep. Either that or just for the podcast listeners, I dropped the fuck out of my mic. So we got these, really look into this shit. See the safety of these shots, see if they actually fucking work. Cause I mean, honestly, you need a booster, a booster every 6 months. That just sounds like fucking extortion to me. Extortion from the pharmaceuticals, because you only need a booster from some of these actual vaccines every like what 10-12 years, whatever. Hell, the pneumonia vaccine lasts for 4 years. So wait, after I've taken 2 shots, I need another shot every 6 months? What's the fucking point? We need something better. I'm sorry, we need something better. Now you're just resting on your laurels after you fucking slapped and glued this shit, which seems to have been in fucking production since, what, 2018? Look at the Scientific American November issue 2018. And you'll see the mRNA vaccine shot has been in development since then. Curious and curiouser. They've been planning this shit out since from jump. I mean, honestly, this whole coof thing is about control. It really feels like it is about control. Why are you gay? So, why are you gay? So, I mean, I think I've told the story about when I was getting my second shot and I was like, I really didn't want to get it. I was like, really, I hated it. I hate the fact that I got it. I did it for love. Well, I did it because I was never going to see my family again, apparently. He almost died twice this year, and I didn't know you were going to die of the COVID. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh my God. All right. I'm fine. My lungs are on fire and I'm being treated like I'm a fucking pedophile in my own fucking apartment building. That was fucking fun. That was fun. Yeah, that was great. You have fucking prostitutes and drug dealers and all these fucking drunks and crackheads that you won't do shit about. But I'll catch fucking COVID. It's like, oh my God, he has the plague. Yeah, whatever. Munchy motherfuckers are losing your teeth from fucking meth, from fucking sucking the glass dick, and you're fucking worried about me having COVID. Kiss my royal Puerto Rican ass. Kiss it. Make love to, well, no, don't make love to my Puerto Rican ass. Tongue punch my fart box. My royal Puerto Rican ass. Lick my butthole. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop. But, I think people have taken, like, honestly, people are taking this shit, are going way too crazy about this shit. Wait, like, honestly, yeah, there should be some caution. But the masks don't work, obviously. I mean, people that actually study viruses have to wear like a fucking spacesuit and be like fucking decontaminated 10 times before leaving the fucking thing. Yet, you want me to tell me like a piece of fabric is going to prevent, fucking, fucking virus from passing through and getting me sick. No, bitch. I mean, the only reason why I wear the fucking mask is because they're fucking finding people now. And honestly, I don't want to have to hear someone's fucking mouth while I'm trying to fucking get my Fruity Pebbles. Or my nice cool glass of Diet Pepsi. Thank you. It's delicious. Sponsor my show, you bastards. Ah, yes. Ambrosia. So, okay, back to this. So, I mean, look, after you get this done, if you choose not to take the I don't know, because even still, actually, no, it just comes down to if you refuse to take the shot or take the ivermectin and whatever, and Then you say, hey, then we're not going to treat you. Then good luck with all your future endeavors. Hope you pull through. But you didn't do what you were supposed to do with your own personal responsibility. I mean, but you can't expect humans to be stuck indoors, to be 6 feet apart. People are out here trying to fuck. I mean, it's like, damn. It's like 6 feet apart. I'm trying to get my dick wet. What the fuck? My dick ain't that long. I can't fuck. I can't be socially distancing and fucking not being able to clap cheeks. For how long? What the fuck? And they keep kicking the fucking finishing line. They're like, if you do this, you get more of this. If you do this, then you do this, then you do this. And it's like, it's more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Like, what the fuck are people supposed to do? Like, you end up frustrating people. They're like, no, fuck these masks. I can't breathe. Like, I can't fucking breathe with these fucking masks on. I can't. Whenever I gotta go in this fucking subway, I have to fucking breathe heavy to get enough fucking oxygen. It's fucking bullshit. It is some froggle knuckle bullshit. Anyways, if you guys want to call in, I don't know, why am I waiting this long to fucking guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. That's 347-927-6824. So if you guys want to call in, that's the call-in number, 347-927-6824. You want to feel free, call in, jump on the conversation. It is fantabulous. It is a good time. You know what I'm saying? It is great. You know, I've been doing this ever since I was very young. Talking to the people is what I like to do. It is very good. I don't know why I'm doing this. Why am I choosing to do this character? What's the point of this? I don't know. I just do this. But yeah, I mean, it's like at this point, if the vaccines work, and you know, I mean, if the shot works, okay, you shouldn't worry. But then again, we establish the fact that it does not prevent you from catching the coof. You can still catch it. Which is, then what's the fucking point of the goddamn shot? How's about we try to fucking develop a cure? How's about we use things that, hey, might work? This might work. I read a study. It says it might work. It might stop the fucking spread of it. I don't expect me to fucking explain the whole shit because I understand most of what they were saying. So don't fucking quote me. But if there's a chance, we should have multiple ways of attacking the coof. There should be multiple options for people to take. If they choose not to fucking take the coof. If they choose not to partake, you know, fine. If they don't want the shot, fine. Here's the ivermectin. If the ivermectin works, if this other treatment works, can we, and it has less fucking side effects. There's less of a chance of like, you know, turning you into fucking, you know, powder. Powder without the superpowers. See, that's the fucked up thing. These like fucking new drugs that are coming out. They're like, may cause anal bleeding. I'm like, no, I don't want that just to cure my fucking psoriasis. Like, get the fuck out of here. This psoriasis medication could cause psychotic thoughts, thinking that you're a Papa Smurf and a Gargamel is coming to get you. Like, what? Nah, man, I'll just deal with the itchy skin, motherfucker. God damn. It's like, what? I mean, and then this thing, we don't even know what the fucking side effects, because everyone's a guinea pig. I'm a fucking guinea pig. I am an Italian cop right now. Guinea pig, get it? Again, if you guys want to call, the number is 347-927-6824. The number again is 347-927-6824. I'm going to be going on for another 10 minutes and going to say good night because it's already past my bedtime. Jeebus. I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I'm tired. I don't want to go to work. I need a 3-day weekend. Oh, man. So, yeah, I mean, and after all that, you know, I guess all I can say is fucking wash your hands, you know, scrub your ass real good. Make sure, you know, every time you come home, you know, you hop in the shower, have a nice hot shower, you know, just scrub yourself clean, throw the clothes in the washing machine, wash them hot, kill all the germs. I guess that's all I can freaking say. I mean, you know, if you got, like, honestly, I can't really fault anyone that doesn't want to take the shot. I'm not worried about people that don't want to take the shot. I'm not fucking scared. I mean, honestly, according to whatever fucking studies are out there, people that have already had it and are fucking vaccinated are probably, like, freaking super protected from any of the fucking variants. So I'm not really fucking worried about me catching it again. Like, at this point, my immune system is acting like a bunch of Italians trying to keep blacks out the neighborhood. Like, hey, hey, you gook virus, get out of here. Whoa, hey, hey, what you do? Stay away from my sister. Forget it. I got this. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Koof. The fact that we're here, man. So. Oh, man. But fucking people are still catching the fucking virus. And then it's like, we got mandates. We're going to have day dates. We're going to make, we're going to force people to fucking, this fucking vaccine. We're, no, no, fuck ivermectin. You know why they say fuck ivermectin? Money bet a lot of these fucking leftist senators probably have fucking stock in fucking Pfizer, Moderna, and all these other fucking vaccine making companies. That's why they're fucking trying to push this shit, because it's just, they're lining their own pockets. They like, honestly, really, really need to, like, investigate a lot of Congress, see if they're doing insider trading. Honestly, it's written in the Bible. Man will rule man to his injury. It's written in the Bible. Honestly, both sides don't want to fucking fix the fucking issue. Because a lot of issues I could probably fucking fix my damn self. Just using common sense. I'm not a political scientist. Just figure this shit out. It's fucking amazing. Yeah. Hi, Donna. Got Donna Julio. Neeks. Hey, Neeks. So, oh, Donna. They choose not to fucking take the proof. Whoops. I sound pretty good. All right, so. I don't know what to say. I mean, money bet these fucking, yeah, like I said, they probably, these fucking senators and congress people, congress critters are fucking probably lining their pockets with the koof money, the koof blood money. So, I mean, them, you know, going with the ivermectin thing. It's probably not profitable for them, which is why they're going to be like, they're going to be putting it down. Not allowing any real studies. It just, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's bullshit. I'm telling you, my friend, it's bullshit. So. Anyways, fuck it, that's all I got, I think. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I want to end the show by playing this song by Prez Powers called No One.
There is no one in the whole world. There is no one. Everyone is one. There is no one. One. There is no one.
All right, man. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. Come back next week. Same bat time, same bat schedule. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
You might love me, but I'm a man for sure. I'm gonna get my dick sucked.